Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome to All Along the Wasatch. I'm Mike Parsons, and my guest today is from the Utah Infertility Resource Center, and that happens to be the website as well, utahinfertilityresourcecenter.org. It is Ashel Felt, who is program manager, and welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back. This is so fun.
We had you and someone else from the organization on a few months ago, and you've got an event coming up that we wanted to kind of highlight. So let's start off, at the beginning. What is the Utah Infertility Resource Center? When was it started, and why?
So Utah Infertility Resource Center started about a decade ago. Our founder, Camille, she was experiencing infertility, realized, of course, that you always feel alone, that you're the only one going through it, and decided to reach out and form support groups. And so she started with just simple, like, flyers on the back of stalls and just grassroots, and really kind of brought us to life, helping people who are going through the infertility journey not feel so alone.
And if you're comfortable doing it, maybe share your own experience with struggling with infertility.
Sure. So I was in my young 20s and thought that, you know, it was going to be super easy. I had even started planning backwards. Okay, I'm going to graduate college this day. And so 9 months before that, we just need to get pregnant that month. And then we'll have a whole summer. I did all the math. It was beautiful. Highlighters and all. And that's not how it worked out.
Life generally doesn't work out quite that, you know, easily.
Which is too bad, because I sure love when it does.
Yeah. So what was your experience? I know that you have kids, so.
I was considered unexplained infertility for 2 years.
Okay.
We did many of the beginning tests, and then once we wound our way all the way to IVF, in vitro, that's when my diagnosis hit, is after all the stimulation drugs, I didn't have any eggs. And so low egg reserve was our diagnosis. It took 3 rounds of IVF to get our son, who will be 14 on Friday, and he was my only egg, the only mature egg I had from that cycle at all.
Wow.
And then because I was considered low egg reserve, the doctors are like, we don't have a rhyme or reason as to why or how quickly you lose eggs. So if you want a family, let's try this again. So we went in when he was 10 months old, and I had 3 good eggs, and we put 2 back in, and I got twin girls.
Oh, nice.
And they're 12. So
yeah.
I had 3 kids under 2.
Wow.
I don't remember that first year. Thank goodness for iPhones.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, I mean, that's a happy ending to the story. It didn't work out how you thought it would, but
the calendar was not what I expected.
Yeah, exactly. What is typical, and I know there's nothing probably that's typical, but what are the most common issues that people face when they come to the center?
I think typical is the strong word. There isn't one. The big ones that we see are polycystic ovary syndrome, endometriosis, male factor infertility, which kind of gets its own kind of big category, really, and then unexplained. Those are the 4 most common, but man, those are not the only 4.
And let's talk about what the Resource Center isn't. You don't do any medical procedures. This is not a hospital or a doctor's office. This is a resource center.
Yeah, we try and focus more on the mental health side of it. We offer counseling. We offer an educational consult. So say the doctor has just told you you've been trying for 12 months. It's time to start looking at maybe why you haven't been getting pregnant. You can schedule a consultation with us for free over Zoom. And we will go through, you know, what the doctors told you, what we know, what your path might look like, and we will get you the resources if we don't know how to answer it.
Now, the conference that's coming up is your 8th annual infertility conference, September 23rd in Sandy. And is it at the conference center there in Sandy?
Yep, right across the street from Hale Center Theater,
okay.
Right off the freeway.
For me, it's right across the street from Crown Burger, is the way I think of it.
100% agree. Milkshakes, too.
Yeah. So what happens at the conference? Who is the conference for?
So the conference is for anyone experiencing infertility or anyone supporting someone who is. And I'm sure you are. Mm. If 1 in 6 people are experiencing infertility, you know someone and you can support them. So what we try and do is we have breakout sessions and speakers that hopefully can fit somewhere in your journey, whether it be mental health. We have counselors that are going to go over maybe just the stress of infertility. We have a therapist on your sex life with infertility, because that's out the door. So he can help you with that. All the way through endometriosis, polycystic ovary syndrome. Hopefully we can help you on whatever journey you're on.
And how much are tickets to get in?
$45. And as we get closer to the event, $45 to get in. And the first 100 people through the door will get a swag bag when they come.
Very nice. Now, do medical professionals come as well, or is it mostly couples and people that are trying to get pregnant?
No, we do. Well, we have medical professionals speaking, but okay. This conference is for the infertility community that is experiencing infertility.
And how many people typically come to this conference?
Man, typical again is a hard word, because now we're post-COVID.
Oh, right. So it should be a lot more than the last couple of years.
Man, yeah. I am hoping. Yes. We typically have, again, typically 100 or more that show up. But we did get some help for hotel discount codes. Mm. And so if you are traveling from out of state, if you want to check our website, we can get you some rooms to stay at for a discounted price.
Looks like Hilton Garden Inn and Residence Inn by Marriott, both in Sandy, they'll have a special rate.
Yes.
So at the center, when someone comes there or does a Zoom with you, what sort of resources are there in our community, depending on what their issue is? Where do you then send them?
So the first thing that we ask is, where are you in your journey and what has the doctor told you? There are many infertility clinics that can help you depending on what path you're on. I think the big thing is women kind of are always the ones that get thrown under the bus first instead of saying, hey, is it potentially a male issue?
Right.
Because maybe perhaps you should be going this way instead of that way. And so we're here to help guide you in that direction when maybe you haven't been given all the information right up front.
Gotcha. And all of this is very expensive. When you say IFV, I mean, what is a round of that cost, ballpark figure?
So IVF is about $12,000.
And does insurance cover any of that?
On our website, there are a select few companies that we are so trying for advocacy and getting everyone behind this, because so many people do experience this. But no, not all insurance is created equal. Mm-hmm. And that $10,000 before medication is out of pocket.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Now, do you ever hold this over your kids? Do you know how much we spend on you?
I plan on it. I really do. Some days when they're testing me. Yeah.
Do you know how much you cost us? Kids are expensive no matter what.
Right.
But that's just on top of everything else. I saw the other day that it's about $310,000 to raise a kid from birth to 18 years old.
Wow.
Just with no issues.
I wish I hadn't been told that. I got to be honest. Blindness would have been great.
Now, you also do offer some financial support through your resource center.
We do have scholarships this year. We're actually giving away our last scholarship you can write in, and it's a $10,000 family building scholarship towards a clinic that we do award. We've been able to give away 5 this year. October will be our last one, but we're hoping that we'll have donors again for 2024. So that's amazing. And then we do try and help you find areas where you can save money, whether it be an employer that will offer benefits. But as far as financial aid, UIRC doesn't do that outside of the scholarships.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lots of resources, though. And, you know, I keep coming back to the word typical, and you keep telling me that there's nothing typical.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's the fact.
It is.
There's different directions people can go. And I remember last time we talked, there are some people that just try and try and try. And then there are other people that maybe try once and decide, hey, let's look into an adoption. And that's something you have available as well.
Yes. Yes. We have many resources of lawyers that you can contact that can help you start the process. Maybe what documentation do I need? And we can help guide in that direction. We do work with several. One will even be at our panel this year at the conference. We offer part of our educational consults is what does adoption look like, or surrogacy, or egg donor, sperm donor. And we can answer those questions too when you're ready.
And probably most people don't think about this, but the LGBTQ community, this becomes an issue for them as well. In fact, probably even more issues. Maybe talk a little bit about what resources you offer that community, those communities.
Sure. We're trying to really form the bond that it's similar and different at the same time, mm-hmm. but we've created those resources. Many are on our website, of a cryobank that you can go to, people that you can talk to, support groups as well. The third-party reproduction all kind of ends up in the same place. And so we're happy to help where we can as well. We had a family building panel this year as well, and it was, I think we had 12 people on our panel, from adoptive parents to surrogate parents and the surrogate themselves, just explaining their experience and how, in a way, that infertility feeling is also there for them too.
Right.
They just got there a different route.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're pretty clear on why.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not unexplained.
Right.
But they
right.
still need similar resources.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. One of my favorite things we talked about last time you were here were the lucky socks. Maybe explain what the lucky socks are and why you do that.
So our lucky socks is for those who are experiencing infertility that are doing in vitro fertilization. Let's be honest, your feet are in the stirrups and you just feel all alone. And so we offer what we call lucky socks, and we give them to our clinics. And the day of your transfer, they give you a pair of ridiculous fluffy socks to let you know that we are thinking of you, that you are not alone, no matter what you feel like. And we also tuck in a little coupon for free counseling, because if you haven't had counseling by that point, I promise you, you probably need it.
Yeah, for sure. I can't even imagine all the issues that would come up. And what are the costs typically for the counseling that you offer?
So we, again, not typical. It depends on the person. It depends on their insurance. We do take some insurance. Mm-hmm. And for those who don't have insurance, we do offer a sliding fee scale that depends on your specific situation. And so always reach out to one of our counselors. We'll take a look at those numbers and give you that number based on where you're at and see how we can help, because we'd love to help.
Success stories are always inspirational. So I don't know if off the top of your head, you've got a couple of stories you could share with us of people that have come into your program and gone out the other end like you have with children in tow.
I do, actually. So I started at UIRC a year and a half ago and met the community, some that had been there for a long time. And one is due on Friday and finally successful. Mm. So they've hit years of infertility and finally get to meet their kid on Friday, hopefully. And then another couple, they had been here for 6 years, I believe, part of our community, and they have twins on the way.
Fantastic.
And it's been so wonderful to be a part of their journey and help them where we can, and really just build that support of, again, you feel like you're alone, but one in six, you're not.
Yeah. When you first realized that you and your husband had infertility issues, mm-hmm. is that how you felt? I mean, did you know that it was one in six? Did you know it was that common?
No, I was heartbroken because I was so young and I come from a very fertile family. Like I said, I had the calendar all out. Yeah. This was not supposed to happen. And so at the time I had been kind of secretly watching chat boards. And so I knew other people were experiencing it. But as far as people next door, absolutely not. Like, I felt like I was the only one. And then about 2 years later, it was like, oh, that cousin and that family member. But nobody was talking about it. Mm. And so I was like, dang it, we could have been chatting.
Yes, yeah, for sure. And a lot of that is so helpful, to just know that other people are going through the same thing. I see on your website there's a place to share your story. I'll bet for people going through this, that's inspirational.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Because like I said, my son, who, 14, typical teenager, driving me crazy, was my only egg. And sometimes I want a shirt. I really do.
Yeah.
I had one egg.
Yeah.
One egg, and it still works.
And his picture below that.
That would, yeah. Well, maybe.
we're talking to Ashelle Felt, and she is program manager at Utah Infertility Resource Center. And the website, UtahInfertilityResourceCenter.org. It's a long one, but it's easy to remember, hopefully. So the conference that's coming up, let's talk a little bit more about that. So somebody signs up, they buy the $45 ticket, they head to Sandy, and it's from 9 to 4 on the 23rd of September. I know you have a keynote speaker. He's one of my favorite local guys, Ben McAdams.
Didn't know he had infertility, did you?
I didn't. Is that why he's the keynote speaker?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, him and his wife are going to talk about their experience and what they went through. And again, you didn't know.
No, I didn't know that. And I thought I knew a lot about him.
Yeah.
Who else will be there? You talked about having lots of breakout sessions.
We have many doctors attending this year and therapists. We also have a pelvic floor therapist, as well as a nutritionist and an acupuncturist that will be there. And we will also have a third party panel in case your route is going to lead you to adoption or egg or sperm donation as well. There will also be a lawyer present on that one, too, to answer any questions. And after the panel or the breakout, they'll stick around for 10-15 minutes and answer your questions one-on-one. So okay. One big thing about the conference is that we have the clinics that are donating to a raffle at the end of the night at 4 o'clock, and you can get raffles. You get one raffle just for coming. You can get one raffle by donating to our Lucky Socks, and another raffle just by completing our survey at the end of the conference. And then at 3 o'clock, we'll start wrapping up our raffles. We have 50% off treatments. We have 50% off treatments up to $5,000.
Wow.
We have five of those.
Oh, nice.
So, and then UIRC is offering a $1,000 raffle to a clinic of your choice, an accredited clinic of your choice. And then we also have male fertility surgical services that are being donated as well. So after you come and listen to all the doctors and the clinicians and all of the talented professionals that are going to be there, we also offer over $20,000 in raffles at the end of the night.
And when somebody gets their ticket, is there a schedule that they'll receive to kind of pick what they want to do that day, which breakout sessions they want to go to?
Yep, everything's on our website, and they'll get a schedule when they arrive, too. And so they can pick and choose. We'll start with Ben McAdams and his wife, and then you can pick your breakouts. We'll have a lunch and another speaker, followed by one more breakout session. And you can just pick your journey and what's going to be most applicable to you or whoever you're supporting. And then after that, at the end of the night, we'll have our raffle and closing remarks.
And are there future dads that come to this, or is it mostly women that attend?
We love the dads to come too. Sometimes we have couples. Sometimes we just have the dads. Like I said, it's those that, supporting those going through infertility as well. We've had grandmas that come. So really, just if you're experiencing it or if you know someone who is, you are always welcome.
And if you go to UtahInfertilityResourceCenter.org and then just click on events, it's the very first event that comes up and all of the detail is there. So in addition to the breakout sessions, you've got some different companies and organizations that will be there. Maybe talk about who else will be there.
We have many of the clinics that will be there. We have Reproductive Care Center, Utah Center for Reproductive Medicine, Utah Fertility Center, just to name a few. And they will have vendor tables available so you can go and talk to them and ask them your specific questions. Obviously, not too specific, I'm sure. There won't be any doctors at the vendor tables to chat, but you could talk about your scheduling, how to get in, or any of those questions that you have. Getting to know the clinics that you're most interested and what fits you, I feel is really important. Truthfully, when I got started, I really was under the impression there was only one clinic in Utah, and that's where I went. And so to know that there are multiple clinics out there and being able to meet them on your journey at the beginning, or sometimes people transfer in the end,
right,
and getting to know some of that staff, they will be there. We'll have Children's Service Society there. Utah Foster Care will be there. Therapists will also be there. Our own will be there in case you want to meet them. One of our therapists, Allison, she always, her sentence is, "My cup of tea." So maybe I'm your cup of tea.
Right.
Maybe I'm not your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Come meet me, and then let's set an appointment if you like me.
The conference theme, show your colors, raise your voice, share your journey. Can you talk about that a little bit? I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but
I think that just goes back to the, you're not alone.
Right.
So speak up, tell people what your story is, and share what you've been through, because even though your journey feels like it's yours and you're in a bubble, there's going to be so many overlapping people going, oh, man, I had that test. That test was horrible. Or, oh, that test was fine. Calm down. You're going to be fine. Just so much value in sharing your journey if you raise your voice.
And this is a chance, like you just explained, not just to become educated, but also to meet some of these different resources that you might need along your journey. Is there an average amount of time that people go through this? I think I know the answer already.
Back to that typical thing again.
Right.
You know, one of the things that I have learned so much, especially working with the therapists at UIRC, is how much we tend to devalue our experiences. When I started here, I met a wonderful person who had been trying for 10 years. And suddenly it was like, oh, mine was only 3.5. So mine isn't as important, isn't as hard.
Oh,
10, you win.
Oh, yeah, it's not a competition.
But it feels like, oh, your story's sadder. And so you just kind of do that. And that's one of those things, like, your stories are different, but we all have that same trauma, for lack of a better word. And so being able to be in that same room of people who share that with you is so vital.
So you do have your conference coming up, and again, it's September 23rd. And then other events you have for the rest of the year?
Yeah, we're trying to wrap up the end of the year before the chaos of all of the holidays hit. And there is something about the holidays and being infertile that's really just awful. Because you get those same questions. When are you having kids?
Yeah.
Or just relax. Go on vacation. And there's something about the holidays that just bring those questions up. And so,
well, families get together. And,
right.
Yeah.
Every month, same questions, same advice that you did not ask for.
Right.
So in October, we're having our final night out where we will be awarding the winner of the scholarship. So please feel free to go to our website, jump in and apply for that scholarship. We'll be awarding that. And then that will be at our location in Mill Creek. Right now, we are leaning towards a favorite things event where everybody will bring a couple of their favorite items. And we'll just kind of have more of a like-minded, nobody asks questions or gives unsolicited advice before the holidays kind of event. And then we would like to do one more women's circle in November, trying to expand our area. And we're trying to find a location for that, but check our website. Just, again, keep you grounded. Know you're not alone during the holidays. Hopefully by the end of November, that will kind of wrap things up for us.
Very nice. It's a great organization. Ashelle Felt is program manager. And if you're going through this, there's no reason to not reach out and get some help and see what resources are available at UtahInfertilityResourceCenter.org. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me again.
911 emergency.
They're kidnapping my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.